The musical comedy theater audience is seated. Programs are being leafed through. Tonight's show is one of Jerome Kern's earliest and brightest successes, Sally. Ah, the footlights are on. There go the house lights now. The conductor takes his place and the overture commences. Rising now, the set is the bohemian and colorful Elm Tree Inn in downtown New York. The people at the tables are busily doing nothing, as only musical comedy crowds can. But of course, we must have an opening number, so a big-hearted would-be theatrical agent named Otis obliges.
He's Squanterville, Maine, with jazz on the brain. We turn on the family Vixola. On dancing I'm keen with a beautiful queen. I dance till I loosen each molar. I'll tremble and thrill to the core, like a jelly that's dropped on the floor. On with the dance, everywhere in the world tonight. I'll sing to some beautiful band, as close as I've come to a stand. I'll slither and slip, I'll honk and I'll rip. I must have a night of romance to some baby in blue. Oh boy, what I'll do at the dance, on with the dance. I'll show them a step, old ginger and pep. I'm one of the likeliest starters. I'll shimmy and shake and twist like a snake till I wriggle clean out of my garters. To find a young maiden so frail, I'll grab her and tell her a tale. On with the dance, every bird in the world tonight. With a sweet little baby alone, we'll lose ourselves on our way home. We'll cuddle and squeeze and sag at the knees. I must have the night of romance. If your wife I should see, don't trust her with me. At the dance, on with the dance.
Pops, the proprietor, is having trouble with the new waiter, Connie, who, in the best tradition of musical comedy, is an impoverished duke incognito. And his blue blood positively curdles at the thought of washing up, hence the presence of a bunch of youngsters from the neighboring foundling's home. One of them, Sally by name, doesn't take too kindly to dishwashing. She wants to be famous. She wants to work her way up. Like Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc was on her own when she was quite a child. They thought her head was made of bone, but she just calmly smiled. She had her troubles at the time, and everybody knew it, when kings and dukes kept making flutes. She said, "Here, let me do it. I wish I could be like Joan of Arc. You bet that girl won through. They just her when she started, but she never got downhearted, and it shows what her kid can do. She wrote her name on the nation's roll of fame, and it gained her great renown. Though her tar and mark are vicious, try to keep her washing dishes. But you can't keep a good girl down. The stairs she'd never wash with soap suds and a pail. She just cut out domestic wash and wore her suit of mail. They handed her the icy mitt, but still she was unshaken. She showed the beau some tricks, yeah, beau, and soon brought home the bacon.
you imagine Sally's going to wash dishes right through the show? Not with a handsome young fellow like Blair Farquhar about. He's a millionaire's son, so naturally he finds his way to the kitchen and manages to convince Sally that there's a bright side to everything, even dishpan.
Please don't be offended if I preach to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret of it all. Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife.
I see the brightness in every pot and pan. I am sure your point of view will ease the daily mood. So I'll keep repeating in my mind.
Otis is a bit dubious about silver linings. The famous dancer Madame Noskarova, whom he was bringing over to appear at Blair's father's party, has missed her ship from Europe. But when Otis sees our Sally go into her dance, he persuades her to impersonate the notorious Noskarova. Blair's kept in the dark about this, of course, but since he's falling in love with the little dishwasher, he sings her praises to his friends.
There's someone that I can't forget wherever I may be, though not of my degree. She's all the world to me. A modest rose unknown as yet, still all the world to see. She's the darling of my heart, and I met her in the alley. And and on some future day, to her I mean to say, dear little girl, I love you, dear little girl, though the dress that you wear is a poor affair, you made me care, and I know someday the rest. I can't describe her quiet. She seems to me just right. She won my heart at sight. It matters not how she is dressed. I want to hold her tight. There is no lady in the land that is half so fair as Sally. No matter what her name, I love her just the same.
You little girl, I love you, dear little girl. For your dress that you wear is a poor.
Continue the story of Sally. Let's see what goes on at millionaire Richard Farquhar's mansion. Yes, it's a party for our friend the Duke, who's now dropped his waiter's disguise. And who's the gorgeously gowned guest with a thick Russian accent? She's being introduced as Madame Noskorova, but she looks suspiciously like our prim little Sally of the Elm Tree Inn. In fact, somebody says as much, to which she replies that there's nothing prim about her. She is just a wild, wild horse.
I'm just a wild rose, not just a wild rose. Forget me, no one knows. I'm just a wild, wild rose.
Your father out there flew to our confusionist sublime. We've never seen a girl at all like you.
I must admit I'm rather unconventional. A type that must appear as out from you.
Flower up from our domestic clime, and all you that could fill us with delight.
his element in the company of the opulent Mrs. Len Brock, the answer to an impoverished Duke's prayer in person. Things are looking rosy till he hears that Noskarova is present. Noskarova, his old flame who left him broken-hearted after swimming the Schnitzer-Comiskey River in her underwear to escape the revolutionaries.
I'm a duke from a wonderful clime. Well, I've had such a remarkable time. My people are splendid but rather unique. They like revolutions at least once a week. On Sunday, you may be a king, but on Monday, you won't mean a thing. On the banks of the Schnitzer-Comiskey, they're all just as wild as can be. Anytime, without reason or rhyme, you may find it far wiser to flee. In the night, they may rouse you and chase you and flood you with bayonets like me. And they'll cut down in haste all your government waste where the spits have flow down to the sea.
Da 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 da, like this party.
There's no servant problems out there. We've housemaids enough and to spare. The cooks and domestics are also unique. They work like the diggins for five bob a week. The girls are so sweet and polite. They call round and kiss you goodnight.
Got it.
On the banks of the Schnitzer-Comiskey, they have a delicious control. When you dine, you can just swim in wine and at breakfast and clean up the pole. All the drinks have a wonderful kick, for they like them as strong as can be. I can walk through the trees in my best DVDs where the Siska flows down to the sea. To the sea, pop, pop.
Sally is in quite a spot when she's introduced to Blair as Madame Noskarova. This discerning young man tells her that she's not unlike the little dishwasher he'd met that day. But of course, more beautiful, just what Sally might have been if she'd had the right opportunities. In fact, he decides that Madame Noskarova is the one he loves. And out in the garden, stars like diamonds. And a whippoorwill singing in the willows. Well, who wouldn't feel romantic?
Memory takes me back away to an early childhood day, when I stood within a little wood as day was fading. I remember oh so well, strolling in the dusky dell. I would thrill because the whippoorwill was serenading,
trilling while stars were rapidly filling the sky.
Whippoorwill, I used to love to be
ringing as its music died away.
and the sky began to gray. All was still, and then the whippoorwill would start his singing.
Trilling, while stars were rapidly thrilling the sky.
Oh, whippoorwill, my lovely call to me.
Whippoorwill, I know he meant the world and all to me.
When the sun had gone to rest, I could hear you from your nest. Whippoorwill, you used to whistle tenderly. And when the moon would swing across the branches of the trees above, you would sing the faint little melodies of love. Now that you're no longer near, in my dreams I still can hear.
At last, Sally's big moment comes. She dances for the guests who are thrilled by her grace and beauty. But her triumph is cut short when Blair calls for the orchestra to stop and accuses Sally of ruining the life of his best friend, the impoverished Duke. He demands that she leave the house at once. Yes, at once. Poor Sally is heartbroken. Yes, she will go. But first she confesses that she is not Madame Noskarova. Blair refuses to believe her, but at last she convinces him and leaves a pathetic little figure walking away into the night in her borrowed plumes. Sally's brilliant dancing at Richard Farquhar's party has made her now the great dancing star at the Follies, but Blair's silence makes her triumph meaningless. He has written two letters to her asking forgiveness, and she has replied that she never wants to see him again. And now, the foolish man, he hasn't even written again or called to see her. But at the moment, when she is despairing, the Duke calls with a bouquet and a note from Blair. Then Blair himself turns up, and they decide on the spot that they'll be married at the little church round the corner.
Dear little church round the corner, where so many lives have begun.
Nothing that's funny in two living cheaper than one. Of a dull care, of course, I'm a scorner. We're busted, but what do we care?
I'll be dressed all in white.
I'll be dying of fright.
At the church round the corner. It's just round the corner. The corner of Madison Square.
Church Round the Corner does some pretty brisk business today. In fact, it's a triple wedding in the best musical comedy style. Sally and Blair, Mrs. Len Brock and the no longer impoverished Duke, and even Otis is paired off with a lass named Rosie, who's been with us right through the show with nothing to do but help provide the happy ending. Yes, for Sally, every cloud has a silver lining.
Shining, and so the right
And so lights go up and the audience files slowly out into the busy street with a lilt of old and well-loved melodies on their lips. Behind them, the doors quietly close for another night on the musical comedy theater.